This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. Today's episode relates to everyone, even though it focuses on Mass General Brigham's people managers. Even if you are not a manager, I encourage you to keep listening as I walk through the ways in which manager actions in Workday are tied directly to their employees. We want you to be informed of how and when your activities in Workday as an employee are tied to the organizational structure, the manager-to-employee relationship. I'm Hillary Collins-Osting, Executive Director of Organizational Readiness. The topic of the manager experience in Workday is based on content shared in a July Workday in 30 session called Reporting Structures and the Role of the Manager in Workday. Head to the Business Excellence Vitals site, linked in the show notes, click on the menu Get Ready for Workday and select Workday in 30 to review the recording and slide deck. Any employee can view this session too, not just managers. I want to start with some important terminology to help you process what is being shared. First, when I talk about a security role, this is a general technical term. It means the level of access, permissions, and in some cases, responsibilities a person is given in the technology based on their position in the organization. A people manager, for instance, is a specific security role. People managers can access data, reports, and actions in the system deemed relevant to the work of people managers. Another important phrase to know is supervisory organization. And this phrase is specific to Workday. The supervisory organization, or you might hear it casually referred to as the soup org, is how the manager-to-employee structure is not only shown in Workday, but how it drives activity in the system. When a people manager logs in, they'll be able to see their accurate and complete direct report structure and take action or review information right from that view of their team. And if a manager has multiple layers of the hierarchy below them, they'll be able to see the entire structure at every level. All of Mass General Brigham has participated in a significant effort to validate the true reporting and hierarchical structure throughout the enterprise, ensuring it is as accurate as possible as we move into Workday. And this is so important because in Workday, people managers will have more ownership over their management actions and information directly in the system than they do today. We call this direct access. This increased involvement of managers comes with improved and streamlined processes to carry out management activities. Actions in Workday will in most cases be easier because automated workflows will reduce overall clicks or additional steps that our current systems require. But the biggest benefit of designing the system this way is to improve the direct link between the people manager and each of their team members, increasing employee engagement through better interactions, more supportive workflows, improved data accuracy, and more timely approvals. So what will a manager be responsible for doing in Workday? In a previous episode, we already explained performance evaluations moving into Workday and the journey to a single standard review period. In addition to this, will be actions such as position management, recruiting, hiring, and onboarding, compensation actions, and employee goal management, among other categories. All of these workflows will require managers to either kick off processes or be involved in important process steps, or both. Coming in a future Workday release will be access to additional talent management functionality such as competency reviews and succession planning. There are other approval actions in Workday such as position control, accounting journal actions, expense reports, or requisitions that will involve different security roles than just the people manager. These roles include budget managers, cost center managers, grants managers, or operations leads, to name a few. These security roles are not designated off of the supervisory organization. They are positions that support business operations. Now, for many of our hospital-based people managers, primarily in clinical, research, and hospital operations departments, there is understandable concern about increasing the volume of manager activities in Workday, even if those actions will be much more efficient. Today, these departments depend on administrative roles that assist in certain manager actions to ensure the true people manager has adequate support, and that our employees in turn are seeing timely and efficient action taken on their needs and requests. We are glad to share that this level of support is being built into Workday through various security roles designed to assist with simple administrative tasks to keep manager workflows going and to focus managers' time on the Workday actions that are most impactful to the employee. For all of our people managers, the option to delegate certain actions or tasks will also exist as needed. We will cover this topic in future engagement and communications opportunities. I mentioned before that the Workday in 30 session in July covers this material in much more detail. In reviewing that session, you will hear more about changes to the manager experience and the administrative security roles designed to provide support for managers in clinical and research. Our journey to Workday matters to all of us because it will introduce change to every single employee at Mass General Brigham. But for our people managers, it introduces a significant degree of change. This is why we on the organizational readiness team have placed substantial emphasis on manager readiness through increased programming and communications, all to get ready for training to launch October 21st. Through the fall and winter, we'll also feature content like quick start guides, get ready checklists, and housekeeping sessions to prepare for things like inbox and notification management and delegation. The project team will also be paying close attention to the manager experience at Go Live as we monitor system issues or tickets coming into Workday Digital Support and receive feedback from our entities. Managers are a key priority for our Go Live experience. I want to close with two very important words for all of Mass General Brigham's people managers. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do every day for your teams, for the work, and for our collective mission. We are committed to providing you the best resources we can to ensure your experience is supported and to help you be successful in this transition. Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness team and to the entire Business Excellence team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening and check back next week for a brand new episode.